I am looking forward to my conversation today with Las Vegas Raiders quarterback and former Auburn Tiger, Jarrett Stidham. Welcome, Jarrett.
Appreciate it, Ben. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man. Good to see you all the way from Vegas over there. But
Oh, yeah.
I know you're about to start your fourth season. You know, their fourth year in the NFL, and you know, on a new team after playing in New England for 3 years. And you know, but this month or this time sounds a little bit different with a 5-month-old at home. So how does that change your perspective on the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely for those that have kids, obviously know this, but it's the best thing in the world. It's the hardest thing in the world at times, you know, just because, you know, as a parent, like especially as a new parent, you know, you're just trying to figure things out as you go. No one can really prep you for kind of what you're getting yourself into, but yeah, she's the biggest blessing, and it definitely puts a entire, you know, new perspective on life. You know, whether it's football or just anything outside of, you know, outside of football, it's just the perspective is so much different. And you know, I'm not just playing for my wife and I. You know, we got a little girl
Yeah.
now and playing for her. So it's the coolest thing ever.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and on the field, was it fun to just beat the Patriots? Even though preseason, that had been fun.
It was fun. It was fun. It was fun because, you know, I had, especially because, you know, like Devin McCourty, you know, I've been going against him in practice, you know, as like the scout
Right.
team quarterback for the last 3 years. And I've never had like a real game situation against guys like him and some of the other guys. So, you know, that was actually fun to kind of have, you know, real game experience against, you know, some of those guys. So it was a lot of fun. And, you know, it was great seeing, you know, all the old teammates and stuff. But yeah, I definitely had a lot of fun.
I'm sure there was some shit talking out there, a little bit of
There's a
ball amongst
little
it. Yeah. Well, I know you guys meet them again in the regular season, so that'll be a fun one to watch
Yeah, no
for
doubt.
sure. So, well, taking it back to high school, I saw a video of you called the King of Texas High School Football. It
Oh,
had to have
God.
been pretty, I mean, it has to be really awesome just to be like real world Friday Night Lights kind of experience. Was that, looking back on that, what was that like?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to grow up in an amazing place, Stephenville, Texas, where, you know, I always compare it to either the movie or the series Friday Night Lights, and
Yeah.
that's pretty much what it is. It's like the entire town, you know, shuts down for Friday nights, and it's always looked at as the biggest thing in town, especially when, you know, once August rolls around. So,
Yeah.
yeah, very fortunate to grow up in a place like that where, you know, you just work really hard, and you know, most of the time we win a lot of games, so that's always a bonus. But yeah, just a great fun place to live and to grow up.
When I was thinking about that question, all I could think about was I feel like I could fill up like an hour here asking you questions just because like I put myself back in high school in trying to like balance what you experience on Friday night, you know, Friday nights, and then like school and all that. I mean, it's a different world than
It is a
Wellesley,
different.
Massachusetts growing up.
Yeah. No, I guess maybe like I guess would hockey be the equivalent in Massachusetts, maybe? But I
Yeah.
mean, it's king in Texas, and you know, I talk shit with guys all the time. I think Texas high school football is the best football. Guys from Florida and California, you know,
Right.
they say it's those two, but I'm biased, so I definitely think Texas is the way to go.
That's awesome. Well, bringing it up to college now, you originally went to Baylor and then transferred to Auburn. Where does beating Alabama in the Iron Bowl rank on your list of favorite games?
Ooh, I mean, it's definitely up there. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there. I mean, obviously, being an Auburn guy, like you hate Alabama, and I still
Yeah.
like I talk shit to the guys all the time, the Bama guys. You know how bad they are and everything, and but quite honestly, I don't know. I think I dislike Georgia more, because those are kind of our two big rivals. I don't know. There's just something about Georgia that just kind of irks me. But I mean, really beating both of those teams that my first year at Auburn, you know, we beat both of them. They were both number one, and we beat them both in a 3 week span. Really, those 3 weeks were it's arguably like the best 3 weeks of football that I've been a part of. It was just so much fun, and a lot, you know, a lot was on the line in those big games too. So that was fun. But yeah, it's either one of them. It's hard to say, Georgia and Bama, but both of them, they're fun to beat. I'll say that.
Well, you say you hate Georgia. So then, what was it like getting a ball, hiked the ball from a Georgia guy, David Andrews?
I know. Me and David go back and forth. It's funny. Like at first, as a rookie, and you know how David is, but as a rookie, I came in and I'm just trying to just keep my head down, not say anything to anybody, and just work hard and go about my business. And of course, David, he has to act like Mr. Tough Guy. And it was funny. Our wives are the ones that actually got us like together, because they started hanging out and, you know, going to dinners and stuff. And then we started tagging along, and, you know, he kind of gave like the mean tough guy attitude at first. And then he kind of opened up, and now we're best friends. So yeah, I guess it's okay taking a snap from a bulldog every now and then.
There you go. Well, I know your first year was Tom's last year, right, at the Pats?
Yeah. 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 That was his. And
so what was that like as a rookie to kind of come in under Tom and watch, you know, be able to witness him playing?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. For me, my thing growing up, I was never a huge fan of like certain teams. Like growing up in Texas, I wasn't a huge Cowboys fan or Texans fan. Yeah. I was just always a big fan of quarterbacks. And so Tom obviously I was a huge fan of him. And then like Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, like those guys. And when I got drafted, I was obviously super excited, and coming in that first year. And for me, like I, like in college, I didn't a ton of X's and O's. I'm not discrediting anybody or any coach or anything like that previously. I just, you know, there's a level in college that where you need to be at to be successful. And then there's a whole nother level, you know, in the pros that you need to be at to be successful. So it's funny to me, like looking back on it, especially in this offense, I was coming in as a rookie, not really knowing really anything. And then on the flip side, the guy in front of me is going into year 20 of that offense. And so it was like, for me, learning an entire new language. And it wasn't like
difficult language, like a really difficult one too.
Right. And I wasn't like trying to get just like the basis of it. I mean, with Tom, it was like the most advanced calculus that you could possibly imagine what the offense was at the time, with him being in his 20th year. So that was really cool to kind of see, like, okay, like here's where I'm at, and that's where I want to get to, and all the stuff in between. So that was really cool, and a really cool experience. And obviously just playing behind him, seeing him work day to day, just phenomenal person, obviously, as you know, and a tremendous football player, of course. So learned a lot from him that year. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Well, take things off the field, more the business world. So I saw that your father-in-law, Tad Brown, is obviously, he's a notable CEO in the sports industry. Do you lean on him at all, you know, pick his brain, or is Thanksgiving's, you know, business consulting, or?
Yeah, no, I utilize him a lot, because, you know, he's been involved, obviously, in the business side of professional sports for a long time. You know, he was with the Houston Rockets for, you know, 16, 17, 18 years, whatever it was. And then, you know, now he's the CEO of sports group that owns the New Jersey Devils, the 76ers, the Cleveland Guardians, and also other, you know, they're in a ton of other things. So, you know, he's got a great mind for sports business. And, you know, he is this, like, on the CEO side of things, obviously, but he's also been on personnel side of things as well. So he understands, you know, that aspect of the sport as well. So been able to lean on him for really anything, whether if it's, you know, getting traded, you know, a couple months ago or back in the spring, or, you know, how that goes, and then moving across country, and then, you know, just day-to-day things that he's dealt with that maybe I've seen in my world. So, yeah, it's honestly been great. And sometimes it's nice to, with him, to talk about other sports and not just football all the time, you know, and get his perspective on on basketball and James Harden, or if it's hockey now. I mean, I've become a really big fan of hockey, obviously living in Mass for the last 3 years, and now going to Devils games and stuff. Like, it's, you know, there's just, there's a lot of really cool things out there other than football. And, you know, I like to learn, you know, about as much of it as I can.
It was probably like, Kennedy, I know these athletes, when you start dating them, like, leave them alone.
No doubt.
Well, obviously football is your biggest focus, but tell us a little bit about other stuff you have, like what you have going on off the field in the business world or anything else there that we can support that you want to share.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, I've really this, you know, I'm still on my rookie deal, so I haven't gotten into as much, you know, business opportunities off the field that I would, you know, really like to. But there's definitely some things that I've been interested in. I really love real estate. Like, my wife and I, we're building a house right now in a really nice community right outside of Fort Worth, Texas. And we kind of went in the mindset is it's an investment property for us. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great, however long we live in that place, it's going to be great. But I already know the return on investment is going to be really, really good for us. And so, you know, that's really intriguing. And, you know, there's been some other things that, you know, my family's kind of gotten into, that's, you know, interesting to me. And, like I said, once I, you know, get past this rookie contract is when I'll probably start dipping my toe in the water and some other things. But, I also, got to shout out my podcast. I love doing things like this. Me and my buddy, one of my buddies from college, he's in the tech world now, but he worked at Auburn in like the personnel department for a while. But him and I and another buddy, we came up with a podcast. It's called the Quick Game Podcast. You can find it on, you know, any podcast service, but mainly just talking about college football. So I love doing that kind of stuff. You know, just talking sports in general or whatever. And honestly, like, sometimes it's just an excuse to hang out with your friends and just talk to them, you know, like, kind of how we are. I really enjoy that kind of stuff. But yeah.
That's awesome. Well, we'll definitely make sure to link to the podcast and all that, so you get some clicks over there. But I was remembering back to it was such a big thing, but you donate 1,000 meals to support families in Mass. And I just picture in my mind of you kind of delivering these meals. And you have any other charitable, you know, efforts that we can support, or, you know, have you kind of still kind of getting your ground there in Vegas?
Yeah, no. I mean, that was, you know, something my wife and I wanted to do. You know, that was back during COVID when kids, and you know how kids are, like, some kids are, and they're not, you know, some kids are, you know, they struggle for food and stuff. And so we wanted to give back. And some of those kids, I mean, that's where they get their main source of food is from school. And so there was no school at the time. So we wanted to give back, and obviously that, but something that I've supported every year is a foundation called Never Ever Give Up, NIGU. Okay. And NIGU is, they're based out of Southern California. And I got connected with them through Jordan Palmer, who I've trained with, you know, in the past in the off season and stuff, and gotten to know their family. And their youngest daughter, she passed away from cancer. And she wanted to start this kind of idea of, you know, being in the hospital, and, you know, sometimes these kids, there's not a lot of joy in their life and a lot of good happening, you know. And she started getting these jars, what she called joy jars, and just stuffing them with little things, little knickknacks that, you know, kids can play with, you know, little stuffed animals or whatever, just little, you know, drawing things, coloring books, like whatever it may be, just little things. And she started giving these to kids in the hospital, and now her family in her honor has started to, they, you know, they've just taken off with this whole idea. And so every year for My Cause, My Cleats, that's who I, do my cleats for and everything. And anytime I'm in Southern California, I go and see them. Great family, Jesse Reese Foundation. That's what it is, NIGU. And just a tremendous thing for, you know, kids that are fighting cancer.
Awesome. We'll connect to that too, link to that as well. So
yeah, for sure.
Final question here. Are you up or down the casinos?
So I'll say this. I'll say this. I've been to Vegas before, but hadn't really been to Vegas, like
Yeah.
bachelor party, like nothing like that. And this was I guess the weekend before training camp started. I took my wife, we went down to the strip, had a nice dinner, and then she had never been to Vegas for like ever. So I was like, all right, let's go play some slot machines. And I'm not even kidding. Within 45 seconds of us sitting down, she was playing. She won $1,100 at a slot machine. And I was like, Vegas might be good to us. So
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's the worst thing that could happen.
I know. It's the worst thing. And then it was funny, like we pretty much broke even or whatever and that night, and the next morning we wake up and she's like, babe, that was fun. Like, when are we gonna do that
That's
again? And I'm like, oh, easy. So it's fun though.
awesome. That's all. That's why I'm sure it took a while for them to get a team out there in Vegas, but
Yeah, no kidding. But I tell you what,
well,
Vegas is a. I've noticed that it between us and the Golden Knights, the Aces, like we got a lot of support here. I think it's a great place for professional sports teams. Oh, and hopefully,
awesome.
Vegas ends up getting more. So.
It's awesome. We'll love to come see a game out there sometime. But Jay, I really appreciate the time today, and we'll be following along close and rooting for you there in Vegas.
Awesome, Ben. Well, I appreciate you.